Hey, Simon Pei. Melachas Asuras B'Shabbos. We're up to Pei Zayin Mekasim on this long, long Simon. Also, Lashmiya Kol Shashir B'Shabbos B'Kli Avei Vorov. You are not allowed to make a sound of music with a utensil or with your limbs. Chutz mi piv, except for your mouth. Meaning, so no drumming on your body, snapping your fingers in order to make music. Now, for some reason, the world thinks that it's also to whistle on Shabbos. I have no idea why, because I mean, he says here you can make sounds with your mouth. Not only that, Paiskim say you can even whistle with your putting your fingers into your mouth is okay. Right? So, but obviously, I don't know if it's obvious, but no harmonica. A harmonica would not be allowed. Even to snap your fingers one on the other, or onto a wood board, or to shake a walnut, a bzug, or a bell, that's also not allowed. So those rattles and all those things are not allowed for kids. You can't clap hand on hand, and you can't dance. You're allowed to clap and dance. And those that make noise for a baby so that they shouldn't cry, there's no machok, since there are those that are matirin. So then you have, of course, the people that if you do it, you do it backwards and you're allowed to. That's why you see those people clapping with the back of their hand. Now, clapping as applause, that seemingly is okay. This is just for music purposes. Teches kol shein derech shir mutar lashmia. So a voice that's not derech shir that you're allowed to do. So the question is like a rattle, is that okay? Because that's not really for music. That's why you're allowed to knock on a door, in order they should open it for you. But some say you can't use a door knocker, because that's meant to make that noise. To hit the door with the ring that's on there. See, he calls it a tabas. Is that where they got the ring doorbell from? I wonder. Right? Or with a bell that's miyuchad with that. Those clocks, shine and zagash and asin the kashkash shoyes that you know they ring on the hour, they chime as they say. That they push it, ashamashkin b'chut miyuchadakach, or they pull a string that's miyuchad for that. Ain lost his game b'shavas. So yonder than that, you shouldn't use anything that's meant to make that type of noise. Then you shouldn't do. Let's say you're watching the fruits and vegetables because of wild animals. You shouldn't clap your hands together. And you shouldn't clap your hands on your thigh. And don't dance with your feet to chase them away. The same way you do it during the week. Sadi, you're not allowed to play with nuts on the ground. This is like marbles. Even if it's paved. Don't make a macho against women and minors who do this. Because they won't listen to you. And it's better that they should do it than to do it amazed. So this klal of rather let somebody do it by mistake than to do it on purpose is only said by things that are not obvious in the Torah. But if it's things that are obvious in the Torah, then you do have to say. Also, it says this by the making music with your hands on Shabbos. It says, I'm not sure why the Kitzur doesn't bring that. How come he only says, don't make a macha against Noshim and Ketanim? So I think Pashat is because those are the only ones that play games. Adults, are busy learning or sleeping or doing something productive, right? But because they have Torah to do, not that women are usually doing more productive things on Shabbos than men. But I mean, the point is that it's Nashim Ketanim, because why would any man ever be doing this? That's a little bit, a little backdoor Musa. Fine. But in your, or you could say that no, what he means is Nashim Ketanim is because men will know that it's Aser and they won't be doing it. Okay, fine. Tzadiyal. But in Kippur Begadim, folding clothing, yesh harbe chiluk edinim, there's many different dinim, ve'en lakapal shum beged. You just don't fold clothing and finished. That's the simplest way. But okay, the pashut way is that if you fold it not on the creases, then it's okay. Tzadi beis talis shenechaz ba'or. If you have a talis that went on fire, mutar lishpach shar mashkim, you can pour other liquids. Shelo b'makom me'esh, meaning pour other liquids, not water, as we'll say, because on the other part of the clothing, kedeshe kishadegi, the makom mashkin tichos, that when the fire hits the liquid, then it'll go out. Avamayim also lishpach, but you can't pour water on there. Like we've said many times, when you pour water on clothing, that can make the clothing, that's considered laundering the clothing, which is awesome. Tzadi Gimel, Ein Matzina, Samita Mishabbos to Matzah Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a bed from Shabbos to Matzah Shabbos. That's what we call Hachana, because you're preparing. Right? Now, why is Hachana awesome? Either because it's a tircha on Shabbos, you're working on Shabbos and there's no need, or because of it cheapens Shabbos, because you're busy on Shabbos doing things for weekday. Those are the two main reasons. And it's a big machlokes of paiskim whether a guy has this iser, because l'chayr none of these isurim would apply to a guy. We don't care about a guy's tircha on Shabbos, and it's not a bezayin for a guy to be working on Shabbos and Matzah Shabbos. So if there's a big need, then you could do hachana with a guy. Okay, but and also if you want to make your bed on Shabbos because you like the way it looks, legitimately like the way it looks, then it's also okay. So af on pi sheyei shas b'yom sheyuchal lishan alev b'Shabbos atzma. Even though you can theoretically take a nap in that bed, mekamakom kibin chain died to lishan alev ad moitzei Shabbos, since you don't have das to sleep in there moitzei Shabbos, areihu mekam b'Shabbos l'chol. That's like preparing for Shabbos to chol, the Aser, and it is Aser. Okay, Simon Pei Aleph. Arba Rishuyos is the Shabbos. There's four different Rishuyos for Shabbos. This is where you get into the whole carrying from the house to the street. Uboy Hei Sifim, and there's five Sifim on this. So Arba Rishuyos the Shabbos. There's four Rishuyos for Shabbos. Shasa Yochid, Shasa Ravim, Karmelis, Umakim, Ptur. It's a private property, public property. Carmelis is a no man's land, meaning that's somewhere between Shusayom and Shusarabe. And then there's Makom Patur, which is also a form of no man's land. But it's even less, it's more makel than Carmelis. And the Kitz is going to explain some of it. So Ezer is what's considered private property? Makom it has to have four tvachim by four tvachim. But the reason why it needs to be four tefachim, because if it's less than four tefachim, that's not anything considerable. And it's surrounded with high mechitzas, at the minimum 10 tefachim high, even if they're not complete. And you have a hole that's 10 tefachim deep. And 4 tefachim wide, also is like a mechitza, and the same thing with a hole. It's 10 deep and 4 wide. V'chein tel and a hill. Shu it's 10 tefachim high. V'rochav arba al arba, and it's 4 by 4 wide. B'filu kli, even a kli, k'gan teva, like a box. And gavaya asara a chavis shiagula, or it's a barrel that's round. V'yesh b'larabeya arba al arba, and if you would stretch it. If you'd stretch it into a square, it would be 4 by 4. Kol elu afilu hem rishus harabim, hem a karmelis. All these items, even if they're in rishus haram or in a karmelis, are nechlokas laatzman. They're considered separated onto themselves. Behind rishus hayochid, and they're considered a rishus hayochid. That's why, if you ever have that scenario where you're out of an eruv and you find that you're carrying something, so you don't stop, and you put it down on something considerable, So that might be considered shesayochad, a karmelis. I don't know, maybe we'll get to it, maybe we won't, not tonight, certainly. But again, you could have a box or a hill in Rishus HaRabim, and that itself will be considered shesayochad. The avir shesayochad, who shesayochad adle rakia. The airspace over Rishus HaYochid is considered Rishus HaYochid up until the heavens. Masha'inkin Rishus HaRabim only goes up to 10 Tvachim. Above 10 Tvachim is no longer Rishus HaRabim. That's why if you may throw something from Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, and it stays over 10 Tvachim in Rishus HaRabim, it is more lenient. V'machitzas atzma shein makivas Rishus HaYochid, and the boundaries and the walls or fences that are surrounding Rishus HaYochid, al gabayan gamkein din Rishus HaYochid, and on top of the fence is also Rishus HaYochid. What happens if you have, because back then they had cement walls, so what about the holes inside the walls? So the holes that are in the mechitzas that are towards the private property, even if they're completely open from one end to the other end, and you could see through it to the Rishus HaRabim, since you're able to use these holes from Rishus HaYochid, it's considered batel, and they're considered like a Rishus HaYochid. But if the opening of these walls only opens up to Rishus HaRabim, and then we'll explain that in the next sif, which we'll do Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow. Okay, everybody should have a fine night. Shabbos Shalom.